proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. This is the Everlasting Nation Broadcast, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. This is your host, Aaron Broughton. I want to say shalom. Welcome to today's program. Often we read the Bible from Gentile eyes and forget that the Bible is a Jewish book. When we take time to understand the Jewish context of Scripture, we find hidden gems that we often overlook. One such gem takes place in the upper room where Jesus celebrated the Passover with his disciples. In just a few hours, Jesus was to be betrayed, arrested, and eventually crucified for the sins of mankind. With this on his mind, Jesus relayed a precious thought with those comforting words, "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me." What Jesus promised next was presented in a unique way. As Jesus comforted his disciples with this promise to prepare a place for them, he was using Jewish wedding customs in context. Preparation for marriage was much different in the first century than it is today. Normally, marriages were arranged after the parents of the young couple agreed upon the ketubah, which was a legal marriage covenant. Among several things, the ketubah detailed the bride price, which was the agreed amount given for the purchase of the bride. Now, this was not a small sum by any means. It was a significant amount that showed she was worth more than gold. Another thing that was mentioned in the ketubah was the get. This is kind of like a divorce insurance. In case the marriage was to be broken, which it could only be done by the husband, in fact, that's even true today, especially in Israel, a kind of alimony or support was given to the woman so she could go on with her life with some assistance. Now, going back to the story. The young man would then propose to the woman by pouring a cup of wine or grape juice and placing it in front of her. If she drank it, the answer was yes. The groom would then arise and leave her house with these words, "I go to prepare a place for you." The groom would commence building a little mansion adjacent to his father's house. Now, if he was like most men, he would probably have thrown up a simple shack and then gone to get the girl. But the father was there as the common denominator to keep things in order. The father was really the only person who could give approval for the house. When the structure was completed, the father would give his son permission to go and get his bride. In other words, only the father knew the day and the hour of the wedding. In biblical times, the average waiting time was about 1 year, but the bride never knew when her groom would come for her. The bride, in the meantime, prepared herself for her husband by wearing a veil that identified her as being spoken for. She would also have an oil lamp trimmed by her bed, just in case the groom would come in the middle of the night. Finally, the day came when the groom would come for his bride. He would gather his best men, and then they would go through the town announcing, "Behold, the bridegroom comes! Go out to meet him!" A shofar, a ram's horn, was also blown to signal the coming of the groom. As the townspeople begin to gather, the groom would then stop halfway between his house and the bride's house. His men would then go and bring the bride to the groom. The bride and groom would then enter the house that was prepared and then consummate the marriage. Now, normally, the couple would stay inside the wedding chamber for 7 days, after which the groom would present his bride to the community. In fact, she was kind of a mystery. Remember, she had the veil that was upon her face. Now she is revealed in public to who she really is, her true identity. And as the story goes, they lived happily ever after. And I'm sure by now that many of you have linked together what Jesus was teaching in this illustration from John 14. This is really about God's love story to us. Now, in our next program, we will bridge this illustration with practical application that will help us appreciate the precious promise of Jesus concerning his return for his own. In fact, we find a lot of important teaching that's found just in this illustration, one focusing on marriage, on salvation, on eschatology, on the return of Christ himself. So there's a lot of really neat that we have here in this wedding illustration that we have from the first century, from the time of Jesus. So when you read the Bible, read it from Jewish eyes and not just Gentile eyes. And I think that'll be a challenge for us as we read and study the precious scripture, the truths that we found concerning Jesus, the Messiah. And yes, he's our bridegroom. Until he comes, pray that we'll be faithful to him. You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.